If you're going to be a superhero, there's your problem in a nutshell. Evil, gathering like lint in the navel of the body public. Evil, making vile and hasty its dark works, like termites pushing their wretched larvae through the veins of that mighty oak tree we call clean living. And it's up to you, the superheroes of the future, to hang the tire swing of nice-nice from the highest branches and swing for justice! Swing! 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 Now, who wants to be a superhero? Look at the commitment burning in those watery eyes, Arthur. They got the goodies. I am the Tick. You can put your hands down now. Over the next 4 weeks, I'll be teaching you everything you need to know to be a defender of all that's good. This is Arthur, my sidekick slash teacher's assistant.
Hi.
Okay, the natural enemy of the superhero is the supervillain. In most cases, you can trace a villain's criminal career back to a single event, often a horrible freak accident that leaves the villain to be grotesquely warped in body and spirit.
Now I know you kids don't come here to listen to some old rich guy in a suit. So who do you really want to see?
Uncle Creamy!
That's right. Uncle Creamy. And here he is!
You know, Sprinkle, I wasn't always Uncle Creamy. I studied with the great mimes of Paris. Never lose your dream.
Creamy, get your fat cone up here.
Oh, Marceau, to think I'll come to this.
Treat for you! A brand new flavor, fresh from the lab! Triple Ripple Vanilla Road Monkey!
Mr. Flinga, we're not ready yet. This glot's got an unstable molecular structure. We've never tested it under this high a pressure. It's almost at critical mass.
Listen to those caterwauling brats. If we don't come up with a cream, there's gonna be a riot!
Okay, here we go!
Yeah! Okay, here are the ABCs of superheroing. A is for action. B and C are for battle cry. So for today's class, I want each of you to introduce yourself, tell me a little about your superhero-ness, and then shout your battle cry and take your best shot at me.
Excuse me, but won't you get hurt?
Not to worry, young student. I'm nigh invulnerable. And you?
Very vulnerable, I'm afraid. Well, my superhero name is the Flying Squirrel.
Oh, boss! Then you can fly! A classic superpower.
No, I just like squirrels.
Oh, then you must have some fantastic origin. A feral child raised by twitchy rodents in the wilderness.
No, I just like squirrels. Oh, and my life is empty.
Oh, gee, and I had you pegged for a real firecracker.
Whoop, whoop! It's great to be alive!
Good energy, but you'll want to work on control, mister.
Exciting! I'm Mr. Exciting!
Well, don't keep it all bottled up, pal.
And you are?
I call myself Sarcastro, and my secret power weapon is the razor-sharp sting of sarcasm.
Well, the first thing you'd better learn is that we don't aim our secret superpower weapons at other superheroes.
And like these garbanzos are real superheroes.
It's okay to play with dolls.
Excuse me?
That's it. That's my battle cry.
Unique.
Hey,
Hey, didn't you used to be with Wiederspan and Wong? Tax department, first cubicle.
I still am.
Larry? Larry Hafner?
By day, yes. But by night, baby boomerangatang!
I am Gesundheiten. I'm allergic to almost everything, including pine resin, airborne pollen, and my own perspiration. My superpower!
Come on, out with it, man!
My superpower is... Cheers!
Bless you. That's a good one.
Come on, man, be reasonable. Ever since your unfortunate accident, your appearance has been a disgrace.
You're frightening the children.
You can't fire me, Fleener. I love those children, and they love me. I'm the heart and soul of Uncle Creamy.
You're wrong. There's the heart and soul of Uncle Creamy. It's the cream. That's what makes the children happy. And that's what makes the old men rich. You're just an overpaid clown dressed up like an ice cream cone.
I am an ice cream cone. Thanks to your incompetent, irresponsible ice cream engineers, all my body fluids have become triple ripple vanilla road monkey. I bleed triple ripple vanilla road monkey. I sweat triple ripple vanilla road monkey. I cry triple ripple vanilla road monkey. I everything triple ripple vanilla road monkey.
You're a madman.
Uncle Creamy.
Now, most of your supervillains don't want to get caught. This means that as a superhero, you've got to go out and get them. Bounding hither and yon in search of the ever-elusive ne'er-do-well.
Whoa! Yes! Now, yes!
For today's exercise, I've arranged a little test.
Wow! Yes! Great!
Of your patrol and apprehension procedure. So...
All right! Yes! Whoa! Yes! Yes!
Okay, everybody ready? Here we go.
Help! Help! Somebody stole my purse! Help me! Help me!
Don't look at me. Look for the villain.
Help! My purse! Help! Stop! Please!
Huh? Oh, right.
There he is.
Go! Woo! Woo!
All right, people, don't forget your battle cries.
It's okay to play with dolls.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
It's great to be alive!
It's sneezing time. Hey, I know that guy.
Whoa, ice cream!
Well, for once, Mr. Exciting has the right idea. Why don't you all take a break and get some ice cream? Sarcastro, Flying Squirrel... I'd like to see just a little more class participation from you two. And I didn't hear those battle cries.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Tick. Sorry. It was on the tip of my tongue. I'll work on it.
Oh, could you grovel a little bit more? Think of it, Arthur. We're teachers, passing on the torch, stretching the minds of a new generation on the rack of knowledge.
I'd like a rocket flan with extra sprinkles, please. I allow myself one treat a day.
Okay, one rocket, extra fuel.
Drop that swan!
Uncle Creamy?
That's right, Henderson. And this is the last sail you'll ever make.
Stand back, students. This is no class exercise. Ice criminal? No one attacks an ice cream truck on the Tex beat.
This is none of your business.
Justice is always my business. Spoon! Ice cream headache!
Hey! Whoa! He can't do that to our teacher!
Oh, man. Hang on, Tick! I'm coming!
Come on! Whoa! Let's get him! It's great to be alive!
It's sneezing time.
It's okay to play with dolls!
Huh? Oh, that's great.
You leave them alone! They're only...
Sorry! Sorry! No!
Henderson! I know enough about the garbage you're peddling to bring the company to its knees! You go back to Fleener and tell him that!
I like squirrels.
What?
That's my battle cry. Villain, I like squirrels.
Listen, lady, I'm not a villain. I'm vanilla.
And the supervillain, formerly known as the beloved Uncle Creamy, continues his warp campaign to eradicate the company that once employed him. Who is this cold-hearted fiend who would deprive the city's children of their favorite frozen treats? Mr. Ezra Fleener, chief executive officer of the Uncle Creamy Ice Cream Corporation, issued this statement to the press.
He's a mime and a liar. A vicious psychopath bent on destroying all the good work we've done for this city. Remember, kids, yum's the word.
Gentlemen, I think you all agree that we have a crisis on our hands, but I'm sure you'll be pleased with the solution I'm proposing. Ivan Brubeck, ex-KGB enforcer, ex-soldier of fortune, and our new company mascot. He'll take care of our Uncle Creamy problem.
Why don't we just let the police or the city's superheroes handle him,
Uncle Creamy is the ice cream cone who knows too much. Now, if he blabs our trade secrets to the authorities, well, then we'll all be spending our golden years in a state slammer.
Don't worry, old man. Uncle Creamy is my problem now. And I am his.
The Superhero Headquarters, HQ. The Sanctum Sanctorum of the crime-fighting operation.
Oh, yeah, this is really high-tech. It's been such a long time since I saw dials on a television.
Speak! Woo! Come on, boy! Woo!
Mr. Exciting, you're playing with fire. No, Uncle Creamy is no run-of-the-mill villain.
Excuse me.
And it'll take carefully considered tactics to bring this criminal to justice. Listen and learn. So, Arthur, what are we going to do?
Well, Tick, the Uncle Creamy Corporation sponsors an annual picnic, and it's being held tomorrow at the city park. So my guess is that's where our villain will strike.
Excuse me, but I don't think that Uncle Creamy is a supervillain. I mean, I talked to him. I looked into his eyes, and all I saw was rich, creamy goodness.
Oh, come on, Flying Squirrel. You heard the television. He's a mime and a liar. In my book, that says case closed.
Tick, if we're going to fight evil tomorrow, then we'd better get some sleep tonight.
There you go. One of the sidekick's most important jobs is to keep the superhero in touch with reality. Because in this business, reality can be pretty hard to come by.
Whoa! Yes! Whoa!
Now I know you kids didn't come here to listen to some old rich guy in a suit. Let me just introduce the new, improved, Uncle Creamy!
Yay! Uncle Creamy!
Hello, children. We are having fun at this time. My carefree antics are winning your hearts.
You know, Tick, something's really off here. Maybe Flying Squirrel's instincts are sharper than we think.
Yes, perhaps she is possessed of a squirrely sixth sense.
Now it is ice cream time.
Maybe we should have a little chat with this new Uncle Creamy.
Fleener! You're gonna pay for your crime!
Right here.
Class, we're gonna have a little pop quiz.
Woo! I am ready! Quiz! Yes!
We're gonna have to stop both these lunatics before any kids get hurt.
Don't you realize what Fleener is up to?
Uncle Creamy, stop!
I told you to leave me alone!
No!
This is too easy.
Just put your name, class number, and date in the top left-hand corner of your paper.
It's great to be alive!
Woo! Woo! That was a little too exciting.
It's time to deploy the middle child!
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm gonna fight you.
I said, get
off! Uncle Creamy, no! You can't fight here. Think of the children.
The children!
Hiya, kids! You're right!
Creamy, I don't understand. Why are you doing all this?
It's Fleener's ice cream! It's not...
Leave him alone, you big bully!
The rodent woman will not move away from Uncle Creamy. She will share his fate.
I like squirrels!
Oh, that's very interesting. I like the Mako Shark, a sleek, efficient eating machine. But that's not the point. Your time is up.
Mister, you are suspended!
Brubeck, you're fired! The real villain is Fleener! Don't let him get away!
Boys? Get him!
Get him off me! Get him off me!
Once I underwent my transformation, I realized that what this man has been passing off as ice cream is in fact nothing more than the runoff from his factory's coolant system.
Oh!
Industrial effluent gussied up with artificial sweeteners!
Yes! Yes! It's all true. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling superhero students.
Well, I can't think of a higher mark than the bitter confession of a villain being hauled off to jail. Congratulations, class!
Woo!
But what have we really learned? Well, for one thing, not everyone can know everything. Some people don't know anything. I myself don't know much, but I do know this. the thing I just said. I also know that you've all passed the course, except for Sarcastro, who passes with highest honors.
I do.
Yeah, right.